Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 29th of January 2026. A dangerous avalanche situation will be encountered over a wide area. The danger exists primarily in alpine snow sports terrain. All day it applies above the treeline high avalanche danger, so danger level 4, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Attention, a special warning, natural avalanches are possible. The fresh snow and the wind slabs that are forming during the snowfall will be deposited on a weakly bonded old snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. This also applies in isolated cases on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Especially here avalanches can be triggered in the faceted old snow. This applies even in case of a small load. In isolated cases avalanches are large. This applies in particular above the tree line. With the onset of the snowfall, the natural avalanche activity will increase. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The avalanche-prone locations are widespread and are barely recognizable. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. The danger exists primarily in alpine snow sports terrain. Great caution and restraint are required. And now the snowpack. In some regions, 60 cm of snow fell in the last few days. 30 cm of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. The old snowpack is faceted and weak. This applies especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. We have the following danger patterns: DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 30th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.